AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says the U.S. and Iran are talking about ending the war. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says his administration's negotiated with Iran for a long time.
And this time, they mean business.
And thinks a deal can happen.
They want peace. They've agreed they will not have a nuclear weapon, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll see. You have to get it done. But I would say there's a very good chance.
The president says he's delaying by 5 days plans to bomb Iran's power plants due to progress in the talks. But he did not say with whom the U.S. is talking. Both Iran's foreign minister and a parliament speaker deny any talks have actually happened. They're accusing the president of spinning a tale to boost markets and lower gas prices. Sagar Magani, Washington.
ICE and other government workers are helping TSA at many major airports, including Atlanta and New Orleans. It's to help ease long lines. TSA workers aren't getting paid during the shutdown at the Department of Homeland Security. DoorDash is offering extra compensation to U.S. and Canadian drivers as part of a temporary program to help offset rising gas prices. The Supreme Court's conservative majority sounds skeptical of state laws that allow the counting of late-arriving mail ballots, a target of President Trump. The court heard arguments today in a case from Mississippi that also would affect voters in 13 other states and D.C., which have grace periods for ballots cast by mail. A coalition of preservation groups is suing to stop major physical changes at the Kennedy Center in D.C. under President Trump's renovation plans. The groups filed a lawsuit against Trump, the center, and other officials. They accept routine repairs, but say bigger changes must go through the usual Washington review process. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Rescue teams in Tehran and elsewhere are combing through the rubble of a badly damaged building for survivors in the aftermath of attacks.
The Iranian Red Crescent posted on Monday a video on its social media account showing rescuers searching for survivors under the mangled remains of destroyed buildings after they were targeted by U.S.-Israeli strikes. One of the videos shows rescuers assisting those affected by a strike in the city of Urmia, where one body was recovered. Another shows emergency workers inspecting extensive damage to a building in Tehran, which they say was in a residential area. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, saying the U.S. will hold off on power plant strikes for 5 days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Colombian officials say a military cargo plane with 125 people on board crashed shortly after taking off. The number of casualties is unclear. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.